Penguin Audio presents Five Skies, written and read by Ron Carlson. Chapter 1. It was a cold May in all of Idaho, and as the month began, there were only a few short stacks of lumber and construction gear on the plateau above the remote river gorge, along with all the game trails and the manifold signs of rabbits who were native to the place, and who now moved cautiously around the three men sleeping on the ground. The first time Arthur Key saw the plateau at the far edge of the ranch called Rio Dificulto, he was lying in a sleeping bag in the frigid open air at dawn, or a little before it, in the deep gray light through which so many creatures jostled in the sage. He was a big man and had slept in rough sections, shouldering the oversized Coleman sleeping bag up over his right arm and then his left, by turns. A screaming rabbit had woken him, the cries thin and shrill in their extremity, sounding only like a woman to him, only like a crime. They beat into the fading darkness like a two-note whistle, then suddenly stopped, and Arthur Key lifted his head and scanned the area. At first he didn't know where he was, which rooming house, but he knew the low black line of the crenellated mountain horizon was 100 miles distant. The large Ford flatbed, still loaded, was parked off in the sage, cocked unevenly because of their having let so much air out of the tires the night before. Beside it he could see a small open army surplus jeep with a winch on the front bumper, and behind that a pile of material, a stack of large lumber in stays, the small tractor, a blue portable John still in its rough wooden crate, the frost on everything silver in the new light. There was nothing else. No building, no...